Tyler Friday is a longtime reader.
Ever since I was, I think, 5.
Today, he's 10, and he's got a lot of books.
2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
And 8. That's just from the first shelf of a very tall bookcase that sits in his family's house.
Sometimes I wouldn't like to read a book, but after I get in the middle of it, I just want to keep going on because I'm curious what would happen next.
When Tyler was in the 3rd grade at his school in Greensboro, he and his peers were tested for gifted classes. Results came out, and Tyler was gifted in reading, but not in math. His mom, Jeanette Holland, did not agree. So she consulted teachers, who she says weren't very helpful.
And you know that African-American children are underrepresented in this program. Why not try to, you know, cultivate a parent who's actively seeking you out and actively calling you?
Eventually, she got her son retested in math. This time, he passed. Holland says she didn't want teachers making assumptions about her Black son.
That he is a child who comes from a home where the parent doesn't care, or he is not intelligent.
If you look at the statistics, students like Tyler are less likely to be in gifted programs. The latest data shows that Black kids make up about 1/4 of the student population in North Carolina, but only 10% of the gifted group. Dina Hayes Green is on the Guilford County School Board.
I don't believe our school system is filled with people that wake up in the morning and spend their day consciously treating students of color, particularly African-American students, inequitably. But it's happening anyway.
Holland, the mom, remembers a time when one of her son's teachers called her in. He told her Tyler was struggling with a concept in math.
And I said, well, no, he knows how to do this. And he's in AG. I didn't know he was in AG.
AG is the academically gifted program.
What he sees for African-American children over his career, it's attached to every African-American child when they step in that classroom, unless they distinguish themselves from the rest of the children.
What Holland is talking about is this idea of implicit bias. Teachers unknowingly treating students differently because of things like race or socioeconomic status. Angel Harris is a sociology professor at Duke University. He says biases lead to lower expectations, and once kids miss the boat,
they're always trying to play catch up. We see these real skills by the time they're 3rd grade, 4th grade, 5th grade. We see these real skill differences, right? But these skill differences are driven in part by teacher perceptions of the students.
So then what would happen if teachers treated all young students as if they're gifted? That's what Harris is looking into. He's working on a study with Wake County Public Schools.
Hey, let's count by tens, everyone. 10.
20, 30, 40. Here at Knightdale Elementary, kindergarten and first grade teachers are getting trained on how to reach different types of learners. They're pushing kids to use complete sentences and to explain their thinking aloud.
All right, let's say it in a complete sentence. The sun has the least.
Right now, only 6 kids in the school are identified as gifted. Principal Teresa James says for too long, education has been about teaching skills.
Not teaching the student how to be a learner. Mm-hmm. And now that we've started doing that, we're seeing more kids emerge with these behaviors and the ability to achieve highly.
James says she wants to see more Black and Latino kids in the gifted program when they're tested in the 3rd grade. Maybe it'll help close that stubborn racial achievement gap.
This year, what we're going to do is rockets, and we're going to build it.
Over in Greensboro, Tyler is only in the 5th grade. But his mom, Holland, says she already has her eye on advanced placement classes.
Already on my radar. They were in kindergarten.
She says if he takes advanced classes, he'll feel smarter. If he feels smart, he'll do better, go further. Further than anyone expected.
That's the plan.
Rima Crace, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.